Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Normally right now, I would be talking to RJ Bell, but RJ's a little under the weather right now. So pleased to be joined by one of his great staff over at pregame.com. He is the lead college football analyst for pregame.com. And for me, it's never too early to start talking about college football. You can find him on Twitter at BradPowers7, the number 7. Brad Powers joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Brad, how are we doing tonight?
We're doing excellent. How about yourself on this fine Sunday evening?
Doing fantastic, man. We're under 3 months until the start of college football season, and I love the angle of college football that comes with wagering well in front of the season. You know, those long-term odds on big games, season win totals, things like that. Brad, as you know, it's a lot like the stock market, and especially in college football, where you just never know where news impacting these games is going to pop up, like a suspension here, a transfer there. And so let's crack this down, man. Let's get going on talking about some of these teams and some of these games that where the market has weighed in and moved some of these things significantly. And I want to start with Michigan for you. Michigan opening the season the first weekend against Notre Dame in South Bend. And there's been a gigantic move on that game. Can you explain the market's view on Michigan right now? And they're very, very bullish on the Wolverines.
Yeah, the market and the bettors love Michigan right now. The biggest move in week one, as far as the line since they were released a couple weeks ago, is the Michigan game at Notre Dame in South Bend at night. Michigan opened up a 7-point underdog in one of the casinos here in Vegas. Now Michigan a 1.5, and even in some places a 2-point favorite. So more than a touchdown line move in week one. And basically, the bettors are seeing Michigan with at least the expectation is going to be much upgrade at the quarterback spot. I mean, the Michigan quarterbacks last year were abysmal. They had their worst year as far as throwing touchdown passes since 1975. Shea Patterson comes in, the transfer from Ole Miss, and Michigan's defense still top 10, maybe even top 5 in the country. So Michigan getting a lot of action. The bettors are betting on the Wolverines.
What does the market think of Jim Harbaugh right now, Brad? We know there's coaches out there that you know, they get significant backing based on just who they are. The Urban Meyers, the Nick Sabans, probably the Dabo Sweeneys of the world. Jim Harbaugh was thought to be that kind of guy when he went back to Michigan. Where are you and where do you think the market is on Jim Harbaugh right now a few seasons in?
Yeah, I would say the market his first couple of years thought he was top five caliber as far as the head coach. Last year's probably squelled some of the expectations with Michigan losing 5 games. They haven't been able to get over the Ohio State hump, and also he's 1-2 against Michigan State. So instead of top five coach nationally, I think the expectation now Harbaugh maybe top 10, top 15. I think the public still loves Jim Harbaugh, and you can see that in the futures market where Michigan has the 5th best odds as far as behind Clemson, Georgia, Ohio State, and Alabama as far as the fewest odds to win the national title. Public still loves Michigan. The professional bettors a little bit less on Harbaugh than what they were a couple years ago.
The hottest coach in the country after the 2016 season, without question, was Tom Herman. Then of Houston, ultimately of Texas. And we know what Texas did last year. They hovered around 500. They won a bowl game. What's the market thinking of the University of Texas heading into season 2 of the Tom Herman era?
They're really liking Texas, and Texas, one of those teams that the public and the professional bettors are betting on. Several huge line moves involving Texas, including the Red River rivalry game against Oklahoma, where that line has moved about a touchdown, opened up Texas plus 12, and now it's sitting at Texas plus 6. And what they're seeing from Texas, yes, they were right around 500 last year, but probably much better than their record indicated. I mean, they lost 4 games by 5 points or less. It's not like they were losing to average competition. Double overtime at USC by 5 to Oklahoma and overtime against Oklahoma State. A play or two in each of those games, and Texas wins those. 14 returning starters should have better quarterback play. The bettors are definitely buying Texas as maybe even a surprise national title contender this year.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. We're talking to Brad Powers of pregame.com, college football expert. with respect to Texas and the Big 12, you know, the Big 12 is a team that's lost a bunch of quarterbacks this past offseason to graduation, to the NFL draft. How does that factor in? I think I've seen Texas's number for season win total out there at about 8.5. How do you feel about them, not just maybe early season market like we just discussed, but broader over the entire regular season in the Big 12?
Yeah, I'd lean over those 8.5 wins. You're right. I think Texas can fully take advantage of Oklahoma without Baker Mayfield. TCU's relatively inexperienced. Oklahoma State loses their 1-2 combo as far as the wide receiver James Washington and Mason Rudolph at quarterback. You know, Texas doesn't have, you know, all the answers at quarterback between Sam Ellinger and Shane Bouchel, but they're in a much better spot than some of the other schools in the Big 12. I lean over 8.5 wins, and boy, if you want to take a small nibble on Texas to win the national title, 30-1, keep in mind, all you have to do is get Texas in that Big 12 the Big 12 championship game, and you can start hedging back and making a little bit of money on that futures ticket.
It's great advice. Brad Powers joining me on CBS Sports Radio. I think an interesting team to a lot of folks heading into the season, Brad, is Nebraska. With Scott Frost in there now, I think this feels like the first head coach they've had in there in a while. They can maybe get them back to the glory days. Their season win total is I've seen 6. I know it's up to 6.5 in some places. Your assessment of Nebraska, and how do you think the Nebraska faithful will handle a season one under Scott Frost with increased expectations, but potentially still hovering around 500?
Yeah, I mean, the bettors are loving Scott Frost, and they should. I mean, he's basically a national coach of the year coming off that 13-0 season at UCF. Obviously, a guy that played quarterback last time Nebraska won the national title in 97. So there's a lot of professional love for Nebraska, and obviously a fan base that's really rejuvenated. Nebraska's getting action across the board. Now, I like Scott Frost, and I think Nebraska's much improved this year. I don't know if I'm in love with them like the market is right now. Now, I look at Nebraska's schedule, and if we're talking a season win total, you mentioned it, 6, 6.5. I can't get Nebraska to 7. You look at the Big Ten schedule, they pull Ohio State, Michigan, and Michigan State from the East. They're the only team in the Big Ten West to do that. Even though I think they're much improved, I think Scott Frost would have done a nice job if he just gets Nebraska back in a bowl game this season.
I did a post. I write for the Houston Press down here each day. Just, you know, and a lot of times gambling finds its way into my articles that I do. And I did a post this week on the 10 coaches who will be the most miserable if their season win totals are accurate in Vegas. There's a lot of guys out there with expectations on them who have season win totals that are in 6.5, 7, 7.5 range. One of those is Florida, whose season win total is hovering around 7, 7.5, depending on where you get it. I know it's Dan Mullen's first year there, but that was a fan base that was expecting Chip Kelly. Got Dan Mullen, who I think they like. But do you see Florida? Because I think if Dan Mullen's hovering around 500 his first year, I'm not going to say he's on the hot seat. It's his first year. But I don't think it'll be very fun if he's hovering around there. How do you view Florida heading into this season?
You know, I'm probably a little bit higher as far as my rating on Florida coming in the season than the rest of the market. I think Florida's capable of winning 8 or 9 games. 19 returning starters, a team 4-7. Just a dumpster fire last year. I mean, they had the 10 suspended players prior to the season. Were a very banged-up team, couldn't figure out the quarterback spot. They had an interim coach in Randy Shannon for the last 4 or 5 games of the year. I like Dan Mullen. Obviously, I agree with the Florida fans. Maybe Chip Kelly would have brought a little bit more dynamic there, but I think Florida's one of the most improved teams in the country. Outside of Georgia in the SEC East, I think there's room for upward trajectory, and they get both Missouri and South Carolina at home. I could see Florida being favored in 8 or 9 games this season. I'm going over their season win total of 7 or 7.5.
Brad Powers, lead college football analyst for pregame.com, joined me. All right, let's flip to some of these teams that the market is a little less bullish on, and let's start with the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. You mentioned them in your analysis of Michigan. Lines have moved on a bunch of their games, and it's moved against the Irish in a bunch of these games. Why was the market so high on Notre Dame to begin with, and what's behind the movements against Notre Dame over the first several weeks of the betting season?
Well, I mean, keep in mind Notre Dame was a 10-win team last year, bring back their quarterback, they still have their head coach. So that's usually a jumping-off point. And we're a team that, at least heading into the month of November, was as impressive as any team in the country. But I thought the early markets probably didn't downgrade Notre Dame enough, and the bettors are fading the Fighting Irish, and I agree with it. And what they're seeing, obviously, you lose two top 10 NFL draft picks on the offensive line, lose their top running back, top wide receiver, probably their top two assistant coaches, the offensive line coach, Harry Hiestand, who's now with the Bears, the defensive coordinator, Elko now at Texas A&M, Wimbush, the quarterback, questionable in the passing game last year, and also a relatively tough schedule like Notre Dame plays each and every year. Michigan in the opener. We already mentioned Michigan taking a lot of action there. Stanford, Virginia Tech on the road, Florida State at USC. Notre Dame has not won back-to-back, had 10 win seasons in back-to-back years since 92 and 93. Won 10 games last year. I'm not sure the Irish get there this year.
I'm not either. And the last one before I let you go, Brad, and it's a funny one. I mean, Arizona State, well, my local show here in Houston, we joke about Herm Edwards all the time. That thing just looks like it has the potential to be a complete dumpster fire at Arizona State. Their season win total kind of reflects it. It's down to 4.5 there in the Pac-12 in Arizona State. How do you look at this Arizona State team?
Yeah, I'm not buying Arizona State, not buying Herm Edwards. Didn't like the hire. I thought Todd Graham shouldn't have got fired. Keep in mind, Arizona State's season win total last year was 4.5. They won 7 games, won their rivalry game against Arizona. Todd Graham still gets let go. Obviously, Edwards has familiarity, at least with the athletic director, but doesn't have familiarity with the college game. Hasn't coached in college football since 1989. And not a huge fan of the personnel coming back for Arizona State, and definitely not a fan of one of their schedule. Non-conference, Michigan State at San Diego State, you know, conference in the Pac-12, Washington, Oregon, and Stanford from the north. They got to play both USC and Arizona on the road. I think they're only favored in 3 or 4 games. I'll be stunned if Herm Edwards gets them to a bowl game, and I'll admit this. If Arizona State gets to a bowl game, then I'll lose my biggest season win total bet on under 5 wins on the Sun Devils.
Okay, so you are very, very bullish on the under 5 wins for Arizona State. Yeah, I've watched a lot of college football in my lifetime. I've read a lot of Phil Steele preview magazines. I know you used to be with Phil. I never knew him to have a metric in there for how positive the relationship between a coach and an athletic director is on the trajectory of a college football season. If that's your best thing you got going for you, it's probably going to be about a 4-win season, right?
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself.
There it is. Brad Powers, lead college football analyst. You can check out his work at pregame.com and give him a follow. As college football season gets here, you got to find these experts and follow them at Brad Powers 7, especially when their information and their expertise is in the area of wagering. Brad, I really appreciate you making time, and I hope to do it again with you, man. That was fun.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, Sean. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.